Cat vs. Dog, written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein, read by Mark Thompson. Molly Hisselton sat in the back seat of her family's SUV, pretending to enjoy the classical music her father was listening to on the radio. Molly was an excellent actress. She was good at pretending things. The brand new, fully equipped SUV, it had a litter box behind the back seat, hummed along the highway contentedly, its motor softly purring.
"Isn't Meowtsard marvelous?"
said Molly's father as he conducted the symphonic music with synchronized flicks of his tail. Molly's mother was curled up in the sunny front seat, napping peacefully. Molly's brother, Blade, who was feeling better after a brief bout of car sickness, which included some hairball hurling, was playing with his handheld game gizmo, chasing a red dot. The cats were on their way to Western Frontier Park, home of rare, exotic, and frightfully wild creatures. Molly couldn't wait. It promised to be quite an extraordinary, dramatic vacation. Suddenly, a ratty old pickup truck filled with slobbering dogs, yuck, pulled alongside the cat's sports utility vehicle. The curly-furred mop in the passenger seat was covering her eyes with both paws, while the snarling dog behind the wheel barked something fierce. Of course, Molly couldn't hear what he was barking. The SUV had very good soundproofing. There was a young dog, a boy about Molly's age, with his head hanging out of the rear cab window. The boy was slobbering all over himself. So disgusting. A fuzzy tennis ball bounced off the SUV driver's side window. Molly rolled her eyes. Dogs were forever tossing tennis balls. Molly's father sighed and powered down his tinted window. Molly glanced at the speedometer. They were flying along at 80 miles per hour. Molly sank her claws into the seat so she wouldn't get blown away.
"Yes,"
her father sneered at the dogs through a sly grin.
"Might I be of some assistance? Are you dogs looking for yet another place to pee?"